saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards. Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, October 14th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, here we go. I thought this was an April Fool's. I had to just check the date on my calendar. These are Duracell charging stations, and they've painted them like little Duracell batteries, and they look really cool. You know, with the, in your mind's eye, picture the gold top of a Duracell battery. They're using the Apatronic HYC1000s, and so this is going to be 1,000 kilowatt capable hardware. They're launching it in the UK to begin with. They've licensed the Duracell name to a charge point operator over here who'll run the network for them, and it's Duracell's first EV charging network. Really fast hardware and a name that everybody knows, of course, though, associated with batteries. So when I first looked at the pictures, I presumed they were going to be one of those EV chargers that had a battery inside it to, you know, absorb the grid energy and all that kind of stuff. But no, I mean, they're using amazing hardware. But welcome to the charging networks, Duracell. Polestar had a great Q3 and a great first 9 months of the year, by the way, up 13% year on year, up 36% first 9 months of the year, as those sales of the 3 and the 4 are finally coming through. Cybertruck sales, according to Cox Automotive in the United States, were just 5,385 in the 3 months, July to September. That's down 62% from the same time last year. Year-to-date sales, Cox says, is about 16,000 Cybertrucks coming out of a production facility, which, well, 2 years ago, Elon Musk said that they'd hit a 250,000 a year run rate sometime in 2025. I mean, there's still 2.5 months of the year to go. Give them a chance. Tesla said that they will replace the autopilot wheel icon with a new label as they start to redesign their ADAS systems as well. The steering wheel indicator goes all the way back 10 years to when they first launched their ADAS systems with Mobileye hardware, redesigning how the cars look. You buy the chill, standard, hurry, or sloth mode, which is, I think, new, isn't it? Tesla Sweden is still fighting with the unions there. I thought that was all being resolved, but no. 2 years almost. October 7th, 27th is going to be the 2 year anniversary. IF Metall saying new union action against Tesla begins tomorrow on Wednesday. China is tightening their rules around getting EV tax incentives and subsidies with more. Rules around plug-in hybrids and e-revs. You have to do at least 100 kilometres, 62 miles, of electric-only range from the 1st of January next year. Ireland is funding 90 high-powered EV charging hubs to fill in some of the gaps of high-powered DC fast charging in Ireland. Spy shots of the new Hyundai Ioniq Fe3 reveal some unique headlines, little headlights, the pixel-style LED headlight signature that looks like it pulses when the car is at rest. That should be around a $30,000 vehicle, the Hyundai Ioniq 3. Bold styling as well. Covered in camo at the moment, should get a global reveal early next year. VinFast is moving into commercial vehicles. They were at Busworld last week with two full-size electric buses with sort of 400 kilowatt-hour size batteries and offering some alternatives I guess, in that market. VinFast has struggled to find a place in the passenger car market, so looking at commercial vehicles in Paris. Silence is opening 14 battery swap stations for their 2- and 4-wheeled mobility vehicles, like they do in Spain already. Li Auto's L9 was recently driven on a very long run by a car content creator, bought a Li Auto L9 and managed to get 190,000 miles into the journey. This is an e-rev, by the way, before the oily bits all blew up. It was a timing belt which went, so the engine ate itself. And the Jaguar I-Pace sees the most appreciation in the US over 5 years, 72%, and that's briefly.